The Wizard of Oz dominates our pop culture, from Broadway plays to Pink Floyd albums. Now we return to the world of L. Frank Baum and the Disney prequel, Oz the Great and Powerful.
Critics claim the new Oz pales in comparison to the, quote, MGM original. But there were at least 10 versions before the 1939 classic.
Well, that's a horse of a different color!
This prequel paints
the wizard,
James Franco, as
an old Kansas man myself,
whisked to Oz in a hot air balloon by a
twister,
where a beautiful witch, Mila Kunis, mistakes him as
Oz, the first wizard deluxe.
Copyright lawyers scrapped
the ruby slippers,
but you will find
the yellow Rick Rude,
and the famous shift from black and white to color, which director Sam Raimi also shifts to widescreen. Kids may get 3D nightmares from flying baboons, and adults will lack closure against two villains.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Neither of which allow us to sing. It may lack the
brain,
the
heart,
and
the knife
of the 39 classic, but it's not a bad way for families to
while away the hour,
even if greatness still lies
over the rainbow.
I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving the new Oz 2.5 out of 4 stars.